U.S. and British strikes against rebels in Yemen are being conducted to disable Iranian-backed militias, but it's a careful balance to avoid targeting Iran directly. British fighter jets taking off from Cyprus as they join the U.S. in some 36 strikes against Houthi rebel targets in Yemen.
We do believe that the strikes had good effect in degrading the capabilities of these militia groups to attack us.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on NBC's Meet the Press describing the second wave of attacks to retaliate against the killing of 3 U.S. service members in Jordan and to stop Iranian-backed groups from striking commercial vessels in the Red Sea. Sullivan was asked if the U.S. will at some point target Iran, which he wasn't ready to answer.
I'm not going to get into what we've ruled in and ruled out from the point of view of military action. What I will say is that the president is determined to respond forcefully to attacks on our people. The president also is not looking for a wider war in the Middle East.
A Houthi spokesman says the attacks will not discourage them from showing their support for Palestinians, and Iran is warning the U.S. not to strike 2 ships suspected of being an operating base for Iranian commandos. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.